Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 16th November 2021. Top stories for today. The government will decide whether to allow walk-ins for COVID-19 booster shots in a meeting today. Health Minister Kari Jamaluddin said this come after 40% of the people who had been given appointments for the booster dose did not show up for the jab. The High Court was told today that fugitive businessman Loh Teck Joe, or Joe Loh, had instructed Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak not to speak too much on 1MDB to audit firm KPMG Malaysia as a strategy before the meeting with the firm. Former 1MDB Chief Financial Officer CFO Azmi Tahir, when disclosing the matter, said the instruction was made through an email titled Urgent Briefing Package for YABPM, which he sent to the former Prime Minister and 1MDB representatives himself, included before the meeting which was held on December 15, 2013 at Najib's residence. The Ministry of Health logged 5,413 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. The latest numbers represented an increase of 270 cases compared to new infections recorded yesterday. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases in the country since the start of the pandemic to 2,556,865. A hearing of former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng's corruption case involving the construction of an undersea tunnel and paired road project in Penang will remain in the Sessions Court. This followed a decision by a three-judge panel of Court of Appeal headed by Justice Dato' Nor B. Arifin today in unanimously dismissing Lim's appeal to transfer his corruption trial from the Sessions Court to the High Court. US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping talked about China's practices in Tibet, Hong Kong, and Xinjiang, among other areas of friction, after the two held over 3 hours of virtual talks. The White House said in a statement, President Biden raised concerns about PRC's practices in Xinjiang, Tibet, and Hong Kong, as well as human rights more broadly. He also told Xi that the U.S. remains committed to the One China policy related to Taiwan. The White House said the two pledged to work together on energy and climate issues. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.